into the text, Romans chapter 14, verse number 7. I ask you to stand as we read in reverence to God's word tonight. Revelation 14, Romans 14, verse number 7. The Bible says, Romans 14, 7, "For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's." Amen. "For to this end, Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and living. But why dost thou judge thy brother? Why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God." Our Heavenly Father God, as we bow in your presence tonight, we're all accountable. That's what the book just said. Lord God, tonight when we walk out of this place, I pray we'd be ready to give an account unto you for the things that we've done in this life. Lord, I thank you right now that the blood of Jesus Christ has been applied to my life, and it can be applied to anybody's life. Lord God, it's not set out for certain people. Father God, you're no respecter of people. Anybody that wants to be born again, when the Holy Spirit convicts that heart, they can be washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. I thank you tonight that we're accountable for that word that we speak, the word that we teach. I pray for all the prayer requests tonight, all the ones that was mentioned tonight. I pray you touch them. I pray tonight, Father God, you touch the ones that are lost. Lord God, I pray you save their souls. Lord, I pray for the ones that are hurting, the ones that are sick, all of our mamas that are pregnant. Lord God, I lift them up to you. I pray you guard them and guard the babies. Lord, I thank you tonight for your hand of protection. And Lord, I pray tonight that you just move through this service. I pray tonight when we leave this place and we can always say it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Lord, I thank you for Sunday night service. I thank you that we are a church that's not canceled Sunday night. Woo, glory to God. Thank you that there's a group of believers that still believe that we meet together to worship and adore your name. Father, I love you. Father, I thank you. I praise you tonight for who you are. Be with our youth tonight at there at Winter Jam. Watch over them. Keep them safe. Guard them. Be with the ones that's with them, Lord, tonight. We pray that in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. We're all accountable. As we come tonight and we look into the text, I just want to get right on in here. We're all accountable tonight. And when we start in verse number 7, we see that God is able to make us stand. And we're all accountable on how we stand for God. You and I have got to stand for something or we'll fall for anything. You know, in your life as a Christian, there's some that got to be some convictions that you have to stand on. Can I say tonight, a conviction is this: you don't hold on to your conviction. That's not a conviction. A conviction is when it holds on to you. Even when it comes to your life and you don't give in and you don't fall for it, but you stand on what that Bible says. I've heard a lot of people say, well, my conviction used to be this, but over the years I'm not convicted the same way. Friends, I want you to know tonight, a conviction on the Word of God tonight has set you straight and set you in a path that you should go tonight. I want you to know that conviction tonight is from God tonight. When I'm convicted about something and I believe something should be a certain way, I don't easily change my mind and tear down the fence and go a different way. I want to know why that fence has been there. I want to know why that fence post has been put up. Any fence that I see or you see in our life spiritually tonight, we must not tear it down unless we know why it has been put up. Friends, tonight as we come to this text tonight, I want to show you why we are accountable to God tonight. And number one tonight, if you'll look with me in verse number 7 and verse number 8 tonight, number one, because we're accountable to God himself. The Bible says tonight, for none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. He says tonight that the person of God, you and I tonight, that are washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, we are accountable to God. Why tonight are we accountable to God himself? Because he is the one that purchased us. He is the one that provided the way of salvation. And when we got born again, the Bible says that we've been washed with the blood of Jesus Christ. We're no longer our own, but we've been bought with a price. So I see tonight in the text, for none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord. So as we live this life, we're living it unto God. All right, and he says this, and whether we die unto the Lord. So tonight, as a born-again believer, when I got born again, I'm living for the Lord, and if I die, I'm dying unto the Lord. You know, tonight, when we leave this walk of life, our life ain't ended. It has just begun. Can I get an amen? Hey, tonight, I understand that in the book of Job, chapter number 14 and verse number 1, the Bible says that a man born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. Man, I can give amen right there, can't you? A man that is born of woman is of a few days and full of trouble. So as I read that tonight, I'm accountable unto God. I understand tonight that I have a few days left in this body. And what must I do with a few days left? I must take each day and live it for God. If I understand that a man, and I'm a man that's born of a woman, amen? We all are. So I understand that tonight, and I understand that I'm accountable to God for every day of my life. He's given me this day today, and this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, the psalmist said. So number one, I must understand that we got a few days. I say to myself, and you do all the time, man, I can't wait to this time on down the road. Friends, we may not get down the road. We may not get down the road. So what I'm trying to say tonight, you're accountable for this day. I'm not accountable for tomorrow. I'm not accountable for next Sunday. I'm not accountable to have a message ready to preach in this pulpit next Sunday because I may not make it the next Sunday. But I am accountable for right now tonight, and I'm accountable unto God. He says tonight that I understand that my days are few. I'm accountable unto God for the few days that I have, and I'm accountable because it's full of trouble. And I want you to know, when the trouble comes your way, how will I handle the trouble that comes my way? Will I let the trouble that comes my way, the disappointment that comes my way, the tragedy that comes my way, the burden that comes my way, will I allow that to affect the day that I have? Yes, I do on many occasions, but tonight the good thing is I'm accountable unto God. He knows my heart, and I give that heart to him. And I say, Lord God, you know my heart, you know the burden, you know the pain, and I need you to help me through this. So he says tonight, we are accountable, number one, to God himself. We got a few days left, and they're full of trouble. Watch the news, they're full of trouble. But I got good news tonight. I've read the end of the book. And we are winners, amen? We are winners tonight. I've read the end of the book. And I want to give you something else tonight. Not only are we accountable unto God. Man, we're accountable unto God and what God has called us to do, but we're accountable unto God's this. Let me give you this. We're accountable unto God's power. We're accountable unto the power that God has in our life. When you got saved, you were baptized with the Holy Ghost. Listen to me tonight. I believe that. I believe that the book teaches that tonight, that the Holy Spirit lives inside of you. So I want you to know this tonight. The greatest friend that you'll ever have is the Holy Ghost, man. Woo! It's the Holy Spirit. And the greatest friend that you'll ever have is the Holy Ghost. He goes before you. He goes behind you. He goes to the right. He goes to the left. He is with you wherever you go. When you're having a bad day, he's there. When you're having a good day, he's there. When things are chaotic, he's there. So tonight, we understand that we're accountable to God himself, but we're also, number two, we're accountable to God's power. Look what he says tonight in verse number 9. He says this. He said, for to this end, Christ both died. For what end? To what end? What end did he die? That we're accountable. Now we're accountable to what God has called us to do. He says this in verse number 9. For to this end, Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be the Lord both of the dead and living. So you say tonight, preacher, what kind of power does God have? I'd say this to you tonight, let the power of God flow through your life. Let that power of God flow through your life. Man, I'm talking about if it's tears, let tears flow. Man, you can ask my wife, you can ask my daughter, man, I don't cry very much, okay? Mama, I don't cry very much. But let me tell you something, when the Holy Ghost on me, tears are going to come on down. When I'm hurting for my family, tears are going to come on down. And as I got over there, and I'm going to talk about the baby a lot for a long time. I mean, that's just something special. That's a blessing. That's something God, that's a blessing. Amen? Hey, I'm not talking about saying the blessing. It is a blessing. And I want you to know, when I was in that room and that baby hadn't came yet, the power of God was flowing through that place like I had not. I told somebody this, and I'll tell you this. I'm talking about I'm accountable to God's person, and I'm accountable to God's power. And I say this all the time. I probably have not really, really prayed but 5 or 6 times in my whole entire life. Now, I'm talking about praying. I'm not talking about playing. I'm talking about praying. I'm not talking about bowing your head and blessing your food, playing around. I'm talking about praying. I'm talking about praying. And she's getting a devotion ready, something, I don't know. And I got to reading it today, what Brandy's setting out, and it gets deep. But what I'm talking about, five or six times, what I'm talking about, I'm on my knees before God, and if you don't step in and your power don't take over, it ain't going to work. I want to say tonight, there's marriages that says, I need the power of God on that marriage. If you don't step in, my marriage is broken. My marriage won't work. We need the power of God on stuff, amen? If the power of God don't step in, this man's not going to be saved. This woman's not going to be saved. We need the power of God. There's been times in my life where the power of God had to show up right then. And the other night, when we was in a hospital on Saturday evening, at 2:30, we're playing kickball, me and Kaylee in the yard with the dog. 2:30, we're playing kickball. 5:30, my world's about to come to an end. 3 hours. You say, preacher, it ain't that serious. 3 hours, your world can change. You listen to me tonight. You're accountable for what God, you're accountable tonight. How are you going to stand? Are you going to fall apart, or are you going to stand on the word of God? So, hey, when it started falling apart, I didn't know nothing else to do but pray. That should have been the first thing I'd done, but that was the last thing I'd done. But I want you to know, when the power of God come into that room and it saturated that place, me and Kaylee was on our knees before God, and I thank God I got a 17-year-old who knows how to pray. I think, hey, let me tell you something. If I'm going into war, I'll carry that kid with me anywhere I go. Now, she may not have a lot of talents, but I tell her, I say, baby, there's one talent you've got, and that's praying heaven down. That's where you know how to call on the Holy Ghost, you know how to call on God, and you know how to call on it in Jesus' name. Baby, I want you to know, you just keep praying. And as we got in that room, and that kid I'm talking about, she started praying for the power of God to fall into that place. I want you to know, I didn't have the words to say hardly. I was down there begging God, tears flowing down my face. How many times have you been there, Mom and Daddy? I'm asking you tonight. I'm talking about praying. I'm not talking about praying. I'm talking about you praying. And you say, God, if you don't show up, it's over with. Folks, if we got like that for the lost, the world would change. Man, I'm telling you, five or six times in my life I've been there. But Saturday night was one of them. I didn't think about none of y'all. I didn't think about that building we're going to build. I didn't care how much offering was cooked up. Come on, talk to me, somebody. All that was irrelevant. It didn't matter. It was useless. My life was laying there. My life was laying on a bed going out the door. Preacher, you'd have to live anyway, but I didn't want to live that way. And I said, God, you're going to have to show your power in this place. Folks, tonight I'm talking about, we don't have to get to the place where we were accountable for what God can do, and we call on him. We say, Lord God, I need you to show up. He said, he is the God of the living and the God of the dead. You know why no preacher knows how to preach a funeral? Because Jesus never preached one. When he showed up, they rose up. Can I get a witness? When he shows up, they raise up. Folks, tonight, what I'm trying to tell you is, if your situation looks like it's dead, let Jesus show up and it'll raise up. If your situation looks like it's hopeless, give it to Jesus. Give his power. Say, you got all power. Whatever you take, whatever you want to do, you do it, and I'll be fine with it. Folks, I want you to know, when I got to that place there Saturday night, everything else is over with. I care less. I just needed one thing, and that was for his power to take over on my family. Man, I'm going to ask you a question. But Kevin, I ask you this question. When it comes to your family, you're going to be able to do anything you can for them, don't you? Financially, you're going to be the backbone, a strong guy, right? I do too. Physically, if they're sick, you don't want Kevin to pick them up. You want to pick them up and tote them, right? But what when you can't help them? No way. There's nothing you can do. There's not one thing you can do. There's some daddies out here know what I'm talking about. Your baby's hurting. Your wife's hurting. Everything about you's hurting. Your insides are coming out. And you're supposed to be the man. You've been told all your life you're supposed to be the man of that home. Ain't nothing you can do. He said, preacher, you act like you're getting excited. Man, God has showed me stuff this week. Nothing I could do. And not one thing I could do. I had to rely on him. And if he don't show up, it don't work. Tonight, I want you to know, if we get to that place as a church and we say, Lord God, if you don't show up, it ain't going to work. And if you don't show up, close the doors. We don't want to be here anyway. If you don't show up, we don't want to be here. I'd soon stay home if he ain't going to show up. Then when we get there, he's going to show up. He's going to do something. His power is going to rush in. He said that he died, he rose, and he revived, that he may be the God of the living and God of the dead. Number one, tonight, we're accountable to his person. We're accountable to who he is tonight, and we're accountable to his power. When I hold his power back and you do, That's a sin. That is. Brother Tony, that is. When he is speaking to you and he is, Sister Natalie, when he's pouring into you and he's just, I mean, just wow, and you don't do nothing about it and you hold back and you don't let his power go out, that is a sin. When you quench the Spirit. Folks, tonight we must not be a church that quenches the Spirit. We must allow that Spirit to flow through this place like never before. Let me show you this in the text. He says tonight, he says, we're all accountable to God himself, but we're accountable to God's power. Verse number 9, for to this end Christ both died, arose, and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and living. Let me give you this. What's that power? He has power of the resurrection. He has power in his return. He's coming back one day. But let me give you this. The power of God is in the judgment seat of Christ. Look what he says here in the text. But why dost thou judge thy brother? We're talking about being accountable. Why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. He said we're all going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account of the things we've done, good or bad. We're all. I want to break this down tonight and stop right here. When I read that and I started studying that, I want to show you the difference in the judgment seat of Christ and the great white throne. Show you the difference. I'm going to be brief. I'm going to show you the difference in that. Folks, tonight, my heart's desire is to see people saved. You want to stand at the judgment seat of Christ. You do. Not everybody stands at the judgment seat of Christ. The lost doesn't stand at the judgment seat of Christ. They don't stand there. You and I, every born-again believer, will stand at the judgment seat of Christ. Let me just break this down. He says this, for we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. It's talking about the saved. Let me give you this. At the judgment seat of Christ, I'm talking about the power of God. At the judgment seat of Christ, no one goes to hell. At the judgment seat, nobody goes to hell. Who's at the judgment seat? The saved. The saved is at the judgment seat. When you die here, you don't wait to know if you're going to heaven or hell. If you die here with Jesus, heaven's your home, washed in the blood. If you die here, listen to me, without Jesus, you're going to hell. You're just waiting on sentencing day. Yeah, yeah. I don't wait till I get to heaven, stand before the judgment seat and him and say, nah, you didn't do enough. It ain't like that. When I stand at the judgment seat, the blood's been applied as though I've never sinned. Let me give you this. At the judgment seat of Christ, no one goes to hell. At the white throne, no one goes to heaven. Everybody stands at the white throne judgment, all go to hell because they stand there without an advocate, without Jesus Christ. At the judgment seat of Christ, it's Christ. He's your one. He's the one that's, let me give it in a good way. He is the one that is, he's got you back. He's the one you put your faith in. He's the one you put your trust in. He's got you back. At the great white throne, when the lost gets there, ain't nobody got their back. I'll give you this. At the judgment seat of Christ, no unsaved people are present. At the judgment seat, no unsaved are present. Only saved are present. At the great white throne, saved people are present as witnesses of what's fixing to take place. You see, the judgment seat, then the great white throne. Why are we going to be there? Because we're witnesses. Turn with me, if you will, to Matthew chapter number 12 and verse number 41. I'm talking about tonight, we're all accountable. I know tonight, I know where I'm going to stand. There ain't nothing else I can do about it. Ain't nothing I can do about it. I put my faith in Jesus Christ, and I know where I'm going to be standing. That's all I can do. Can't do nothing else. He says tonight in Matthew chapter number 12 and verse number 41, I want you to get this tonight, at the white throne judgment, the saved people are present as witnesses to what's fixing to take place. The Bible says in verse 41, the men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation. The men, you know what happened at Nineveh? They repented. You remember when Jonah come on the scene? And he said, you don't have to repent. You know what they did? They didn't know. They repented. Everybody repented. Everybody fasted. They repented and got right with God. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, a greater than Jonah is here. So we're here we are. We're accountable tonight. You've heard it. You're accountable where you're going to stand. Let me give you this tonight. At the judgment seat of Christ, here it is. The service of believers is what's going to be on trial at the judgment seat to determine their rewards. When you stand at the judgment seat of Christ, your rewards is all, that's what's going to be there. That's what we're accountable for tonight. Listen to me tonight on this. I want you to get this. When you stand at the judgment seat of Christ, you're not going to be judged on your sin. Your sin's done been taken care of. Romans 5:1, there's therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. So when you stand there, you're going to be judged on things good or bad. 2 Corinthians 5:10, turn with me there. I think it's 2 Corinthians, maybe 1 Corinthians. Let me look. 2 Corinthians 5:10. I want to show you this tonight. And we're talking about he's able to make us stand. And where's he going to make us stand at, preacher? Man, I can't wait to stand at the judgment seat of Christ, knowing I got a home in heaven. Look what he says in 2 Corinthians 5:10. And it's talking about the saved, okay? For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in this body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Not sin. Not sin. What's good or bad? Did I preach this sermon for my edification or for his? Did I stand up here on this praise and worship team because I want to be seen or because I want to give it to him? Do I throw in the plate where people can see what I throwed, or I throw in the plate just because it's what? For him. You see, the work that I've done, the person that I helped, is it for my pat on the back or is it for his edification? But at the white throne judgment, sin is judged. At the white throne, when the law stands there, their sin will be judged. And here it is, folks, because that's the last sentence to hell. So tonight, as we go on in Romans tonight, I want to show you this in chapter number 14. We'll close here. We're going to go through 11 through 12. Number one, tonight, we're all accountable to God himself. We're all accountable to God and his power. Man, his power tonight, to know that I'm going to stand before him as though I've never sinned. That's how strong the blood is. That's how strong the blood is. I'm just being honest. The blood is where it's at tonight. That's how strong it is. As though I've never sinned. But tonight, not only am I accountable to God himself and to God his power, but I'm accountable to God's promises. He's made you and I promises, and I'm accountable to him to remind myself of them and to encourage myself. Have you ever been made a promise and it not been kept? Somebody made you a promise, it didn't get kept. I have. Many a times. Kaylee said, Daddy, I promise I'll clean my room if I can go do this. I said, okay, is your room clean? Yeah, walk in there. Wow. And she said, I cleaned it. I was like, well, wow. That ain't the way I cleaned it, but hey, if it's clean, it's clean. You know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna get staph infection. At least it looks a little better. Come on, y'all. Y'all know what I'm talking about? I said, what does that got to do with anything? My clean and your clean ain't the same. That's why I'm glad that you don't get to claim that I'm clean or say that I'm clean. It ain't your job. It ain't my job to tell you you're clean. It's his job. You get what I'm saying? When I walk in that room, it looked like it wasn't clean. I'm going to judge her and say, this ain't clean. But that's her clean. Tonight, you may watch me long enough and you may say, man, I don't know about him. It ain't for you to know. Huh? Why judge another man's servant? Why do that? Because we in the flesh. And that's what we like to do. But he says tonight he's made a promise. And tonight, can I say this to you, that God is a promise keeper. He keeps his promise, and he'll never break it, and he'll never let it down. As we was over there in the hospital, I reminded him of that. Lord God, you promised me that you'd take care of my wife and this baby. I reminded him of it. Who are you to talk to God like that? I'm nobody. I'm just his son, and he's my father, which gives me the ability to talk to him. I don't have to go through no high priest. I have one, and it's Jesus Christ. I don't have to go through some man to talk to him. I just talk to him. And I reminded him that he can't lie. And I reminded him that his promises is yea and his nay is nay. And folks, I want you to know this afternoon, I want to show you in the Word of God where he says this, that you can count on his promise each and every day of your life. If you'll look with me tonight, I think it's in verse 13 and verse 14, and we'll just land this down right here and just go on about our business. He says tonight in verse number 11, let's do 11. How do I know God's promise? How do I know tonight that God's promise is real? How do I know? Well, I love this in verse number 11. For it is written. I got to have more, preacher. You ain't getting more. That's it. It's written. For it is written. Let me give you this. For it is written, Matthew 24, 35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. When he wrote down, for it is written, it's done. What's done? His promise, his power, and his person. It's written down. It's written already. Verse number 11, for it is written, as I live. It's already spoken, as I live. You and I, if it's the Lord's will, and the creek don't rise. You've heard that. Brother Garrett Barnes fixed the teacher on that saying. Want to know if the teacher knew what the creek meant? She said, yes, the water rise. And he said, oh no, my daddy told me it's the Creek Indians. I'll never forget that. Let me get on with this. Every time I say that, I think about Garrett Barnes. But my daddy said, it wasn't you, Sister Denise, was it? No. Okay, let's go on. All right. To God's promise, it's already written, and it's already spoken, as I live, saith the Lord. Here it is. Every knee shall bow to me. That's what he said. And every tongue shall confess to God. That's a promise he's made. He said, I want you to know tonight, it's already written, it's already spoken. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Either here or there. Do you know at the judgment seat, when you get to the judgment seat of Christ, you've already confessed that he is Lord. You've already bowed your knee. You're there. But do you know at the great white throne, when that lost man stands there, he's going to have to bow and he's going to have to confess. But it's going to be too late. You ever thought, you're going to have to do it anyway. There's no way out. You're going to have to do it. You do it here, you go to heaven. You do it there, you spend eternity in a devil's hell. That's his promise. Let me give you this tonight. And he says this, not only that is the promise, but in verse number 12 he says, so then, because it is written down and because it's already spoken and you're accountable and I'm accountable, so then, every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. Because it's written down and you're accountable and I'm accountable, I'm going to have to give an account to God. And here's my question. Tonight, right now, sitting where you're at. Right now, just right now. Are you ready to give an account to God? I want you to think about it. I want you to soak this in. I'm talking about, I want you to take it in right now. Are you ready right now to give an account to God? If you walked out of this building tonight and you didn't make it home and you drove your last breath, I ain't trying to scare nobody, hey, because it's reality. You may not wake up in the morning. It's reality. Ain't nothing to be scared about. We're all born to die. We're dying. We're dying. When Ryder was born, he's that much closer to death. That's unbelievable, ain't it? They're that much closer to death. When you're born, you're that much closer to death. So I have to ask myself a question. I have to ask you that tonight. Are you ready right now to give an account unto God? So, well, I ain't ready. I hope I get ready. Folks, tonight, we're accountable. He holds us up, and we're accountable for how we stand. And here's the whole gist of all this is this. We must live every day. A man born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. We must live every day ready to give an account unto God. Every day, ready to give that account unto God. I've thought about that. My last breath here is going to be my first breath there. Hallelujah. I want to be prayed up. I want to be studied. I can't do nothing else to get saved. I can't do no more. I'm saying, I can't do no more. No, ain't nothing else I can do. Not one thing. Preacher, I don't care. I just soon have a shack in the corner as long as I get there. Well, why are we building mansions here? Just give me a shack over there. I'm good. And there ain't very many people here lives in a shack. Why are we building mansions here? I don't care what I got over there, but we sure do accumulate it here. Just, hey, God's been speaking to me and I've just been letting him speak. Folks, we're laying up treasures. We're laying up treasures and we're accountable. And I promise you this, when you get there as a born-again child of God, you're going to want to have something when you get there. You're going to want to have something besides just salvation. You're going to want to have something that when it's tried with fire, that it ain't just a bunch of smoke. I'm telling you, what's left is what you're going to have. Was it for God or was it for yourself? And tonight, here's my question to you. Are you ready to give an account unto God? It could come any moment. I don't know about you, but I just want to be ready. I just want to be ready to give that account when I leave this walk. Lord, I've done all I can do. I said this morning, I'll say again, God never said, well spoken. Well spoken. He said, well done. Well done. He's worried about the way we walk our Christian life, not by the way we talk it, but by the way we walk it. Tonight, we're going to have an altar call. We're going to do it a cappella, ain't we, sister? We're going to do it a cappella tonight. I know there's a lot of hurting people in here tonight, but I want you to understand this tonight. Everything that goes on in my life and your life is teaching us lessons along life's way. It's just teaching us all it's doing. It's guiding us. It's guarding us. It's taking care of us. And it's getting us ready to give an account unto God. Are you ready to give an account unto God? Father, I love you and I thank you for this night. I thank you for the so many blessings tonight, Father. They're on every corner tonight. Lord, I pray right now that you would reach down tonight and just get us ready, Lord, to go out into this world next week. Lord God, to be able to proclaim your word. Lord, we go to our workplaces. We go to our place of employment. And Father, we just need your power. We need your promise. Most of all, we need your person. Holy Spirit, to show up in our life and teach us what we need to know. Father, I love you tonight, and I thank you for this night. Bless this group of believers. Hide us behind the cross. Keep us safe till we return again. We ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people said, amen.